Blog Talk Radio.
The Diva Squad. Diva Squad. Diva Squad.
And on Wednesday, I listen to GT Palace Radio with the Diva Squad. Diva Squad. Diva Squad.
I'm coming.
Hey, what's up, y'all? This Shay. And I want to say I love chilling with the Diva Squad on Wednesdays, talking about our love thing. Shout out to the GT Palace. It's Buddy Baby.
It's Buddy Baby. It's Buddy Baby. Baby, baby.
Hey, it's Selena. The best place to be is chilling with the Diva Squad.
Palace Radio, love fantasy, it's Buddy.
They was playing, so I hit my homegirls and told them I can't stay in. Try life, look on me, that's how I seen. Stepping out, down the rocks, no supreme. See, it took about an hour just to fit it in these jeans. And I don't see no end of future, all the same. I bet you wishing that you had me back. And knew my frame now when they catch a track. So could you please holler at me when the catch is set? And I heard the new girl that you have is whack. I got that wet, wet, what it's foul. What you holler about, money talk, keep quiet. Baby, let your dollar shout. And I got what you want, bet I'm never running out. Checking in, that's
gentlemen, dons and divas. Welcome back to another episode of GQ Palace Love Fantasy with the Diva Squad. I am one of your hosts, Storm. I'm not sure if any of the divas are in the building tonight just yet, but I'll definitely open up the show and just start until they do call in. Like I said, we're here every single Wednesday starting at 8 p.m. Here we are here to discuss grown and sexy topics as well as politics and just any and everything. People send us emails all the time, messages, just asking us for our feedback on different topics, on different things that they're going through. And here at the Diva Squad, we're more than willing and capable to be able to give you our feedback on each topic. So with that being said, just to give you a little bit about GQ Palace, we have our Wednesday show, which is the show you're on right now at 8 p.m. We have our Friday show, which is with Rich Money and Storm, where we interview artists, producers, authors, anyone who has their own business and they're looking to promote what they're doing. You know, we're here to help you pretty much. We also have our GQ Palace online magazine. Our Tuesday show will be starting as well, Love Sensation. GQ Palace has been in the business over 8 years, and at this point in time, we're just looking to continue where we jumped off and just make sure that everything is done, you know, with the approval of the man above, of course. So tonight's show, we're just going to be talking about the situation that took place in Minnesota with George Floyd. So we will be talking about that tonight, as well as we'll be talking about in Central Park. There was a lady that was there, and the gentleman asked her to put the dog on a leash because you have to have the dog on a leash in Central Park. And she picked up her phone and called the police and said that he was trying to attack her. And it's a good thing that he had his camera, and his camera showed from beginning to end. But even with the her voice making it seem like she was crying and, you know, he was trying to attack her and try and attack the dog. So we're definitely going to talk about that topic as well. So those are the two topics that we're going to talk about tonight. But we do want to make sure that we say justice for George Floyd. We want to make sure that we mention it. We want to make sure that we talk about it. And we're talking about the topic not just because, you know, it's on the media. You know, we're talking about the topic because this is what we do here at DQ Palace. It could be something that happened a month ago, 2 weeks ago, 6 months ago. You know, here we're blessed with the opportunity to be able to talk about any and everything at any given time. So at this point in time, we're going to talk about it. Hello?
Okay, hello?
All right, so I'm not sure what that was.
Hey, Diva, can you hear me?
Miss Mobetta?
Can you hear me?
You sound really far away.
Yeah, I'm going to have to call back. I'm going to hit the line back. Just give me a few minutes.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
All right. Mm-hmm. So that's Miss Mobetta. She will be calling back in. But as I was explaining before, what we do here at GQ Palace Topics, and this happens to be a hot topic, something that has happened, and we're just trying to put a platform together so everyone can call in and give their feedback on what happened. You know, there no one has the true facts except for the people that was there, but we can definitely state from what we see, what we've heard, what we've read, and what we see going on. So that's what we're going to do here on GQ Palace. We also are going to talk. Last week we did like shout outs for birthdays, graduations, proms. We did all of that last week. Of course, continued support here on behalf of GQ Palace Radio. You know, congratulations once again to everyone. We do want you to make sure that you look up GQ Palace. Anyone that's looking to have an interview here on GQ Palace can send their information into gqpalaceradio@gmail.com. And that's our business email as well as gq002@gmail.com. Both emails we'll respond to promptly. You know, our goal is to make sure that we reach out to you within a 24-hour turnaround. If you haven't got a response, you know, please feel free to send another message. So this way we can, you know, get to the bottom of it and help you promote whatever it is you're trying to do. So the phone lines are open. The number to call is 845-277-9098. And if you're listening from the computer, you do have to dial that phone number in order to go to be able to get on the line, and you have to press the 1 button. So we did have a wonderful artist on our GQ Palace on Friday, Too Sweet. We did interview her. I did want to mention her because we do have a lot of people that listen to the Fridays and to the Monday show. And just to give her a shout out on everything that she's doing and the different avenues she's opening up for everyone. And one of those avenues is for plus size women. So those of you who think that skinny is in, that's not the case. You know, plus size women are coming back. So therefore, you know, she's definitely paving a pathway for that. So we're going to, at this time, we're going to go to a quick song. But before we go to a song, before the other divas come on, each week I do give the information for the National Suicide Prevention Hotline. I know you guys are probably tired of me, but I do believe that every single week there may be a different caller, there may be a different listener who do need the information, you know. So I do believe in giving it the information. So I'm going to give the information at the beginning part of the show this time. So the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline number is 800-273-8255. What that number is if you are an endanger to yourself and to others, you're feeling not safe. With the pandemic going on, a lot of people are at home. You know, they're at home. Their minds is going a mile a minute. The kids used to have school at, you know, in school physically and not at home online, where they're able to interact with their peers and they're able to, you know, talk and just deal with them on a different level with sports and activities. And right now they don't have that. So the kids could be losing their minds and the parents at the same time could be going crazy. You know, I've seen a lot of different things on Facebook. So you never really know if the stuff that you see on social media is people cracking jokes or people actually, you know, crying out for attention. So I just believe in giving out the number. So once again, that number is 800-273-8255, as well as the domestic violence hotline is 631-666-8833. And that number is for anyone that is in a domestic violence relationship and you are trying to get help for that situation, even if you just need someone to talk to about the situation, to show you different avenues if you're looking for shelter, if you're looking to be able to remove yourself and your kids. You know, you see a light at the end of the tunnel, and that light is shining so bright to let you know that you don't have to stay in this relationship. This might be the present, but it's not the future, and it doesn't determine what you're going to do 2, 3, 6 months from now. You never really know, but you have to want more for yourself as well as more for your family. And with the kids being home right now and people, a lot of people being out of work, you know, yes, I'm hearing today is the phase one of, you know, opening back up, but you still had from March until now of people being at home, being in unsafe environments. So once again, that number is 631-666-8833. And like I said, it's a 631 area code, but that number, with that number, it can connect you to other people in other areas as well, and they can connect you to the proper people. So you definitely want to tell a friend to tell a friend. You never really know who's going through it. So you want to make sure that you tell people to let them know, hey, this is what's going on with me. I'm feeling this kind of way. Or, you know, you're tired of covering the black and blue bruises and you want to get help for it. So you want to make sure that, you know, you reach out and you get the proper help for everyone. And you want to share the love. You know, that's why we're here, to share the love. So at GQ Palace, like I said, tonight's topic is going to be justice for George Floyd. And I'll definitely start off by just saying that when I received the tag about it, you know, it was very disturbing because I did see the video. And the video of which I did see was very disturbing. And the initial video that I did see was, at this point, he was already on the ground. I didn't see at first the video of which he was out the car or he was standing up. I didn't see that video at first. So when I first saw the video, that video was him already on the ground, already in handcuffs, nose was already bleeding, and you had the police officer with his knee on his neck. And then you hear you know, the innocent bystanders just saying, you know, he can't breathe, you know, and you hear him crying out saying, I can't breathe, I can't breathe, I can't breathe. You know, he keeps saying it over and over and over again. And the officer, if I'm not mistaken, still was kneeled down with his knee on his neck, with his hands in his pocket, you know, like it was the correct thing to do. So some of you know law enforcement and some of you don't. But I'm going to tell you, I don't think that the policy is you to put your knee on someone's neck while they're handcuffed and laying on the ground, not really responding to you, you know. And then the officer also cracks a joke and says, oh, well, this is, ladies and gentlemen, this is why the kids don't do drugs. This is why you shouldn't do drugs, you know. Meanwhile, you don't know what the situation was. You don't know if this man is on drugs. Okay, he was drinking. Okay, he might have, whatever the case may be, I feel personally that it didn't need to come to the fact where you have your knee on his neck. And then I even watched toward the end of the video when the paramedics come and he still has his hand behind his back and they're trying to move him over and he's limp at this point. And you can tell he's limp and he's under and he's in some type of discomfort because even after they put him on the makeshift stretcher that they had, he has his hand still handcuffed behind his back. No one put it to the front. It's behind his back, and he's not moving. He's not responding, nothing. So those of you who are in law enforcement, please feel free to call 845-277-9098 and let us know here on the Diva Squad where in that handbook does it say that after you can, after you have someone, even if they were resisting arrest, and once you have someone in handcuffs, is it okay for you to have them laid on the ground, damn near under the police vehicle, with your knee on his neck? You are not in danger at that point, okay? So my opinion is you were not in danger. Nobody was in danger at that point except for the victim. The victim was the only person that was in danger, and he kept saying he can't breathe. So my thing is all this police brutality and black-on-black crime and stuff that's going on, when do we say these people need more training? You know, who are you, who's determining who can become police officers or not? It has to be more testing going on besides you pass a test and you get to go, you know, you do, you know, the police academy and then all of a sudden you're a police officer. It got to be more than that because there's no way in this guy's right mind that he thought that that was okay. And you're on camera and you have different races that's out there and they're saying he can't breathe, he can't breathe. So if he can't breathe and these people can hear him saying he can't breathe, how come you can't hear him say he can't breathe? So that kind of baffled me, you know, with that. And I'm definitely want people to call in and give their feedback on it because this happened right on camera. And I try to put myself in different situations and I try to say, okay, well, did he resist arrest or, you know, was he trying to run or whatever the case may be? In all reality, I don't feel there was anything that he could have did that would warrant him to be face down on the ground, his hands behind his back with his knee on his neck. I don't understand. So I don't really understand that. So I'm definitely, we're going to bring on our first caller. Caller, are you there?
Maybe.
Hello?
Yes. Yes.
Hello. How are you? How you
yes,
doing,
good
sir?
Evening.
You okay? Good evening.
Yeah. I'm here. You
and
know,
how you feeling this evening?
Well, me personally, I'm all right, but you know, my existence is within the universe, and when the universe
right.
cries and suffer, I also cry and suffer. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And
yes,
and
I do.
That's because I'm personally connected. You see, I'm not
mm-hmm.
disconnected like a lot of these folks who have no souls. I'm personally connected. So when I see things and I feel things are happening, you know, it affects not only me, but I know I have kids and I have family members. So
right.
at any point, any one of us could be in a position such as that. But here's the
right.
thing. This is not the time to be sugarcoating anything. This is not the time to be politically correct. This is not the time to be trying to figure out whether it's legal or not. We all know it's illegal. This is not the time for all that.
I know it is.
This is the time to react. This is the time to react. This is the time. The Constitution says if you have a tyrannical government, you have the right to take them out. That is what the Constitution states. Not only that, you have the right as a human being. Your life, sister, is more important than anybody else's life on this planet. My life is more important than anybody else's life on this planet. Rich's life is more important. Our lives, personally, are more important than anybody else's. So nobody has the right to take anybody else's life unless they're willing to give up their own. You see?
Exactly.
So
sacrifice.
When the bystanders see that these tyrannical cops are out there killing people in front of them, they're supposed to react. You see? And not with a camera.
Right.
Right? And not just saying, get your knee off his neck. Right? But they're supposed to take those tyrannical people off his neck. By any means necessary. You see?
Right. That's what they're supposed
my
to
family,
do. But there was also,
my family,
you know, go ahead.
Yeah. My family already knows my bank account. They already knows my PIN, all that good stuff. They already have all that because I have already made up my mind where I stand in this war. We at war. You see?
Yes, they are.
We are at war, and we have to carry ourselves as such. So to be at war, you have to be willing to go and transcend to the other side. But in doing so, you also have to make sure that things are right on this side. So if you got to write a will, you have to do whatever. You have to take care of business here, and then you can go to battle. You see? And this is what I have done.
Mm-hmm.
Because all this stuff here, it doesn't fly. You see what I'm saying?
No, it doesn't.
I got people on the job. Yeah, I got people on the job in New York, and they already know where I stand. You see what I'm saying? Either you're with us or you're against us. So when it comes down to it, that badge and all that other stuff, it's going to have to go somewhere else because we're not playing that.
It means nothing.
It's a wrap, man.
It means nothing.
Yeah,
it means nothing. And, you know, what gets me is that, you know, everyone comes with these different stories. And I'm like, you know what? I don't even want to hear the stories because I'm looking at straight facts. You know, straight facts is you saw the knee on his neck. He told you he couldn't breathe. You repositioned yourself with the knee on his neck. He still could not breathe. He told you that. So there's no straight facts of anything else you can give me. You can't give me no story behind that, what led up to it. There's nothing that could lead up to that. I don't know how you feel about that, but I feel like there's nothing that could lead up to you putting your knee on his neck while he's in handcuffs.
Yeah, but the brother was sitting in his car. There was another video with the brother sitting in his car, minding his business, not messing with nobody, right? There's a whole lot of facts that people don't know about. They pulled up on this dude while he was in his car, pulled him out of his car and dragged, put him in handcuffs now, right? The brother's not resisting. Put him in handcuffs, and because they felt he was big in stature, they took him to the ground. They had the one on his neck, and they had two more behind the car holding his leg. So there was three of them on there, and then that towel guy, he was standing there, you know, like keeping the people away. So there was three guys on this dude and the other cop. Now, bear in mind, the store that called in this nonsense, right, the store that called in this nonsense about a alleged check, this store does, they open up phones and unlock phones, and they do that whole credit card stuff and checks. So this store is part of the problem in the community, and everybody knows them.
But you know what? See, to me, like I said, the initial video that I did see, I was like, I don't have to see anything else, you know, because right there's nothing that you can tell me that justifies what happened. You know, you took his life. So how do you get to walk around like everything's fine? And in their line of duty, I'm sure you saw the cops doing something that they weren't supposed to do. The only thing you wanted to do was keep people from stepping on the street. You wanted them where you wanted them to be, on the sidewalk. But it had already been done at this point.
Right.
The video,
but this is
people
not
this already videotaping.
Yeah, this not this cop's first rodeo. He done had three other shootings. He done had other encounters with black people, and he got an award for killing another black guy already. You see what I'm saying? This not
he
his first
award?
Rodeo. That's right. He got some honorary award from the department, right? Now, not only that, and going on the other side now with this cave dweller that was in the park that called the cops on his brother because he told him
right,
to leave
yeah.
him again. So, you understand what I'm saying?
Right.
These, let me tell you something. I encounter these people on a daily basis. But they don't know who they're messing with. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
It's like it's like Lazarus, right? It's like Lazarus. Don't raise the dead because you might not like what that dead is going to do. You see what I'm saying?
Right. Exactly. I agree. And even, you know, I said, thank God that he had his camera. I said, thank God he had his camera, though, because he was able to, you know, videotape her as she calls the police, because who would have known what would have been that end result? You know what I'm saying? Like, who would have known? Because at this
another
point,
death.
You're going to take, excuse me?
Another death.
Hey.
Hello, how are you guys doing?
Sorry, guys.
It's okay. It is what it is, Divas. It is what it is.
Yeah. Listen, I apologize for my lateness. Yeah.
It's all right. So the topics that we're talking about tonight.
But I hear y'all building, though. Y'all building right now.
it's definitely good feedback.
You see what it is, and I'm gonna give you the real deal on these Karens and these Beckys, right? Here's the deal with these Karens and these Beckys, right? What happened is when they're young, you know, they're more favorable, right?
Right.
So when they start getting older, and the body's not responding the way it normally does, right?
Right.
Then you're going to find that they realize nobody really wants them the same way they was wanted when they was younger and firm, right?
Now you're going to find
them, especially the older ones, aligning more and more with this supremacist movement, because this is the only way they're going to get the attention they need, right?
Right.
So this is why you find that they're out there doing all this nonsense, right? Because they need to prove a point to the people who don't really care about them no more, because the body's just, you know, not responding the way it used to. So this is what's going down in this place, right? So that's why I don't deal with none of them. I don't want near one of them. You feel me?
Right,
let my black queens and my sisters come forward. I don't want none of them because I already know what they're about. I already seen their motive and their operandi. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
And they're up to no good. They don't mean no good. They don't mean no good. Look at all the relationships right now where you have that intermarried relationships. They don't last but so long. Because you know why?
Right.
Because the ones who are married to the black sisters, or the white ones who are married to the brothers, they don't want that generate the generational finances to carry over. So they make sure that they either divorce, separate, or whatever in the long run. So people got to really get on board, man. They really got to see what's going on. This stuff is no good all the way around the table.
Right. But and it's happening, you know, every single day. It's happening, and people just don't get it that, you know, you don't really know the person that you're around. You know, you've mentioned that you deal with it every day, you know, but a lot of us, you know, you go to work and you work with different people and you deal with them, and you really get to see the type of people that they are when something like this happens and they come with these little comments, you know. And to me, that's when you have to pay attention, because those comments that come out now is how they really feel. So you need to pay attention to that and take heed to it. You know, you need to take heed, because they're telling you exactly how they really feel. They're just not bold enough to tell you it facts, straight to the point. So they hide behind these little comments that they mention versus them really saying what they really mean. I'm more like, tell me how you really feel. You know, let me know exactly the type of person you are that I'm dealing with, so this way I know I'm going to keep you all the way over there, because you don't want me to act out of character.
Right.
So
right. You don't like me.
I don't know.
You
just
don't like me. Yeah. Nah, you
pretty much.
You hit the nail on the head.
Pretty much, you know.
You hit the nail on the head because you got people that'll throw bricks and hide their hands. You understand? And then, you know, we keep saying, like, not all people act like that, not all white people act like that, but with stuff like this constantly happening, how do we know that they're all not like that? You understand what I'm saying? The same way they stereotype black people. You understand? So how are we supposed to move forward from that, you know? How do we trust it?
At the end of the day, they remember California. They remember Rodney King. They remember Reginald Denny. And what's going on is they don't want to be another Reginald Denny where they pull him out the truck and bust him up the head with the bottles and the rocks. You feel what I'm saying? So
right.
What they're going to do is they're going to come on side of you and say, oh, I feel your pain. They want to hug you. They want to do all this.
No,
nah,
you don't.
Man. You're just trying to get some cover.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? You're just trying not to get pulled out the goddamn truck. You see? So I don't trust you.
Right.
Point blank.
Right. But, you know, I have the question that I have for you guys tonight also is, what do we say to our kids when we keep seeing this time and time again? You know, what do we tell them? How do we address the situation with them? And that goes for everyone, you know, who are listening. How do you address your kid to let them know that what you're seeing on the media, you know it's not right. But then you look at the police officers and you say protect and serve.
Well, I'm going to tell you what I do with my kid. My youngest son is 9.
Mm-hmm.
He's in Taekwondo. He's black belt. We go shooting at the range. He knows how to handle a gun. He's got his own gun. So I'm not playing with him. That's what I teach my son. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah,
he knows how to use it efficiently. Also, he's in the Royal Rangers. The Royal Rangers is like the Boy Scout, but they do hunting and all that other stuff. So that's what I'm teaching my son: self defense and to know your enemy. You see what I'm saying? That's what I teach him. Feel me? So he knows what it is. You know, he knows finances. He knows, you know, he knows the stock market. But I teach him all the stuff that he needs to know, you know, because I'm not sure. I'm not going to sugarcoat it because I don't want him go out there thinking, you know, it's sweet when it ain't.
Right. It's definitely not sweet. Trust me. It's definitely not sweet right now.
You take
one
of mine, I'm taking 20 and plus, you know, it's just that simple.
Right. And what about you, ladies?
It's bad. It's terrible that we're even still having to have this conversation in this day and age.
For real.
You understand? And this goes to show you how slavery and racism and all of that stuff was never abolished. It was only pacified. And with the 400 years or so that we've been dealing with it, what they did was just throw us a bone and say, here, take that and shut up. You understand?
Pretty much.
Even when it comes to like finances and different things like that and credit scores and all of that stuff, sure, that stuff is judged by how you look. You know, people can be in denial about it all you want to, but now, again, slavery, it was never about, it was shifted. It was just shifted. Now we hold all the positions to where we can still judge you by how you look. You know, you are underqualified, or your credit score is not high enough, or, you know, this like this and that. And then they want to call us lazy and different things like that. Oh, I felt threatened for my life, or, you know, different things like that. You talk about to pull up our bootstraps. We don't own any boots. We don't even have any. You understand? We still have to work twice as hard to state our claim in this land we call America.
Right.
You know,
but they
you know
say
what's
the land
interesting,
of the free?
Sister? And sister, let me, and just what you just said, right? They call us lazy. Here's what's interesting about that. Check this out.
They leave their own country, go all the way to Africa to get slaves mm-hmm. to bring back their country to do their work. But we're lazy.
Right.
See?
Right.
Come on, man.
Right. Right. And you know, and it's sad. You know, it's sad because, you know, it's just like there was, you know, a young girl that was just saying, will it ever end? You know, 400 years later, nah, it's not going to end. You know, like reality is, it's not going to end. You know, like this officer that's there right now, I'm sure that there's many others, you know, in that precinct alone that feel the exact same way that he does and that does the exact same things that he does. So will it end? No. You know, there's police officers all around that pretty much abuses their power, you know, to belittle people and to make them fear them. You know, that's why I asked you the question of what do you do with your children? What do you say to your children? Because they do all of this to make people fear them, you know. And
right.
when we raise our children, we teach them not to fear nothing, you know.
Right.
You're not supposed to fear, especially not these police officers that walk around with their guns and their badges. You don't want them to fear them. But who's to say the next African-American that stopped, you know, and pulled out his car for what? Who's to say that
right.
that might be his last time? Like when we spoke, you know, a couple weeks ago, you know, about the gentleman who was jogging, you know. Who's to say that this is it, you know, this is going to get better? We can't say that at this point. We really cannot say, oh, it's going
to
get better. 400
it
years
looks like
later,
it's getting
slavery
worse
and all,
to me.
You can't,
That's
we
right.
can't say that. And it's like where everyone is, you know, so stuck on everything opening back up and the pandemic and this, that, and the other. As soon as you turn on the news or as soon as you scroll down social media, there's something else that's being done that distracts you from the pandemic because now this is going on. Is it really supposed to be a distraction?
Right.
Understand what I'm saying? Is it supposed to be a distraction?
Right.
Or is it
right,
another
right,
force?
Right, right.
You know?
Right. They're slipping that in while everybody's focused on everything else. It's just like with everybody focused on Kobe and the Kobe and COVID slipped in. You understand what I'm saying? All of that was going
right.
on at the same time. But like you said, we would go send something out here to give get everybody's attention. We go get their attention, and now we're still going to move. You understand? So now they're over there. They're rioting over in what has happened in Minnesota?
Minnesota.
Now, like, how many more deaths are about to take place because of this? You understand? So, but my question would be, who's going to be held accountable for this? Who should be held accountable? But and it goes beyond the police department because this is not the first time apparently that it happened. So it goes beyond them now. So who should be held accountable, you know? And I see
right.
the question also, somebody posted on my Facebook, okay, Jay-Z, we're beyond kneeling. Now what's next? While you're rubbing elbows with these higher-up 1%er enemies, what's next?
Well, you know what? First off, we can't look to celebrities to do anything.
No, you're definitely not. Definitely not.
You're so right.
You just said it. They're up there rubbing elbows, and they're part of that 1%. They're not in the 1%, but they're part of it. So we can't even look to them to do anything for us. You understand? And we can't look
right.
for a leader to do anything for us. You yourself have to be that leader. You yourself have to be that Black
right.
Panther. You yourself have to take the initiative and do what you feel you need to do to protect yourself and your own. You have to be
right.
the leader.
And your family.
And you have
right.
to bring forth that leader in you.
Right. I agree. I agree. I definitely agree. I definitely agree. And it's, you know, it's in my head, it's like I'm still, you know, so baffled on how an innocent man lost his life. And when
right.
we think of who should be held accountable, to be honest, I feel like it's going to start with that. It's going to start with the police officers that's involved. You know, they need
to be
held accountable, and they better hope that in Minnesota they're not thinking an eye for an eye is what they should be hoping and praying for. Because if you have people that's going to come together and that's going to go to the police officer's house, now, you know what, now I got your information, now I'm pulling up on your front doorstep, you know, and I'm going to treat you the way that you treated him. They need to be, they need to hope and pray it doesn't happen like that.
Right.
And I know it sounds bad, but in all reality, these people need a wake-up call.
They need a wake-up call.
They're already at the cop house. They already know better, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if you're at the house, why are you just standing around is my question. If you are at the house, why aren't you armed and at the house? I mean,
right. You're
at the house, and only thing you did was deter three delivery drivers from delivering food to his house. That's all you did. That's
right.
all they did so far, right? But if you're going to
be
going to his house, and if you're going to be protesting, don't go protesting empty-handed. That's the first thing.
Right.
Right?
Right.
Because guess what?
Mm-hmm.
The guy, those white men who went and took over the federal building and were armed, you know why they did it? Because they wanted
mm-hmm.
to get haircuts. They wanted the barbershops open. You feel me?
Wow. Wow.
They
yeah.
took arms mm-hmm. and took over the federal building because they wanted to go get haircuts. Meanwhile,
you're going protesting
without arms? Nah, man.
Right. It doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense at all. You know, you want to go
it's
with
crazy.
Arms, you know, and make sure that you're protected to get haircuts. But here, a young man lost his life in the hands of a police officer while he was handcuffed. And you want to go to his house and stop
delivering? He was begging for his life. He was telling them that he couldn't breathe, that everything hurt on him. And that cop, he refused to even get his. He just sat there like, I don't give a fuck. Excuse my quench. But that's
pretty much.
That was his whole look, his whole demeanor. I don't care. You can't breathe. I don't care. You hurting. I don't care. And that's the problem. And like Tupac said it a long time ago, and also Malcolm X, like, it ain't no action or nothing is going to be taken until somebody actually retaliates on them. You understand?
Right.
Because they still are cracking that whip. Yeah, they might get fired, period. You'll still end up having your pension and not being charged. So what was actually done? Nothing.
Nothing.
Nothing. Nothing. He still gets to live in his lavish house. Or whatever.
Right, because
well,
no one has retaliated.
I don't know how true it is, but I heard there was two attacks on NYPDs while they were sitting in the car. I don't know how true it is. That's what I read.
Yeah.
If it is, more power to them.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing is that once again, if you have the ability, whether you do or you don't, but if you have the ability to get illegal arms, go ahead and do it. If you don't, get it anyway.
Right.
You feel me?
Yeah, definitely feel you. Definitely.
It's disgusting. It's disgusting that you have certain people in positions. Number one, they always claim to be afraid. If you're afraid, you should not be a police officer. You shouldn't be a cop. Now, number two, they can always use that as an excuse against a person of color. Because if it's happening in any other race, I sure don't see it. And then what's going to happen is they're going to try to keep blaming the media. Oh, the media is pushing that. The media is pushing the narrative of racial division. The media is doing it. No, it's just being caught. It's being filmed now. You understand? But like back in the day, there was no camera phones and different things like that. But what needs to happen now, for the ones that aren't recording, the ones that are standing around, start going at these motherfuckers. I'm sorry, y'all got to excuse my French because it's really tight. And to see that lady in Central Park call the cops and act like this man was attacking her.
That's right.
And just how can you sit around and be okay with that? Anybody
right.
of any caliber. How can you be okay with that?
Right. But that's the thing. It's like, you know, and I mean, I thank God in a way for these, you know, for the technology that we do have now, where people are able
right.
to pull out their cameras and people are able to record
right.
stuff. Because if he wasn't able to record, he could have been another number. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
he could
right.
have been another number
right, right.
to get that
right,
for the police
right.
to get that phone call to say that he was attacking her and tried to assault her and her puppy at the same time. You know, that could have went so left. You know, it really could have went so left. And I feel like if it was anybody else, I don't hear, and I didn't hear, I don't know if you guys have heard, but they used to say you can be arrested for making a false report. You called up and you called
right.
and said that he was attacking you. And all this footage shows that he did not attack you. He did not come near you. He asked you to do what the sign said, put your dog on a leash.
Absolutely.
That's it.
He wasn't even
so you can't
arrested.
Ask nobody no question either. You know what I'm saying? Like, to me, I just feel like it's a lot of stuff. It just opens your eyes. And if it didn't open anybody else's eyes, hopefully both these stories do open your eyes and let you know that we are still living as if we are
right.
400 years ago. We're still
That's
living that right now. We're still living it. And as much as you think that we're not, we are. We're still going through the same struggle that our ancestors went through 400 years ago. Nothing has changed. Nothing at all.
Yeah,
but
it really
Gods
hasn't.
And Divas is
and like
about it's about 8:46. Go ahead.
I said it's gotten worse.
It's about
to make.
Yeah. It's about 8:46. So at this time, Ray Queen did leave the building. She's a little under the weather today. So I'll definitely say we're gonna go around. You know, Dave, if you wanna give your feedback on a topic, you know, anything you wanna share with people. Because you always come with straight knowledge. So anything you want to share, you know, in closing the show, please feel free. Miss Mobetta, you know, the same thing. So we'll start with Dave first. Dave, what's your final thoughts on the topics we have tonight?
My final thoughts. We are prisoners of war. Okay? That's what we are. We are prisoners of war. And as such, we have to conduct ourselves as prisoners of war.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you are correct, because a lot of people are under the falsehood that we have these freedoms. But this COVID
right.
and the 9/11 shows you at
mm-hmm.
any time they can strip
That's right.
away all those freedoms and all those liberties
mm-hmm.
at will. And that's what the whole
right.
COVID thing is about, is to strip away more of the freedom. That's what's going
mm-hmm.
down.
Right.
Going back to this Karen in the Central Park, did
mm-hmm.
you notice that her other Beckys and other Karens were more upset
mm-hmm.
that she had the dog choking the dog than the actual fact of her calling the cops on this brother?
Yeah.
On a Harvard graduate. You see what
mm-hmm.
I'm saying? So they were more
right.
upset at her treatment of the dog than her treatment of a human being, a king.
Right.
See? So this is what we're
right.
facing. This is what we're facing. And we have to acknowledge these things, and we have to go forward with our eyes wide open. There are some people that look like us, but they are not part of us.
Right.
Okay? Always remember that.
Yes.
There's some people that look like us, but they are not part of us. Right? They are
right. Right.
They are those house coons. They are those house Negroes. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And those are the first ones that we need to deal with. Those are the first ones that we need to deal with to start moving forward. You feel me?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I don't want no coon, no raccoon sitting at my table.
That's right. That's right.
Raccoons usually outside digging in your garbage. You know why they're digging in your garbage? Because they're trying to get all the information they can on you and about you.
That's what raccoons do. That's why they're in your lobby. They're trying to get the information. I don't want no coons at my table. So I'm going to deal with them first.
Right.
And once the Beckys and the Karen see that you're dealing with them, they're going to get the message.
Right. Right.
You see?
I agree.
Because one more is too much. One more is too much.
Yeah.
You feel me?
It is.
One more is too much.
Mm-hmm.
And then this other lady now that I found out that they killed, man, look, man. For me, it's real easy. For everybody else, I don't know. But for me, it's a real easy decision. You feel me?
Right.
In New York,
yeah.
I went through the police academy. I went to Robin's Neck and the whole range. You feel me? I went through all that. And my mother's the one who said, "Nah, I don't want you out there, no target." Right?
Right.
So what I did, I became part of the CCRB in New York City and put some of them bastards behind where they were supposed to be in jail back in the 2000s.
Exactly.
That's what I was doing.
Right.
From way back.
Mm-hmm.
So this is not new to me. You see?
Right.
I just didn't want them to raise Lazarus because I know what the deal is. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That being said, I'm just going to leave it alone because, you know, my energy is right.
Right.
You know?
Right.
But I love y'all, man. I love y'all.
Love you, too. And, of course, thank you for calling in and definitely coming with the straight street knowledge and, you know, sharing everything with us. We appreciate it. All right, Miss Mobetta.
Can you hear me, Storm?
Now I can, yeah.
Oh, okay, because I'm out here in the sticks, out in Southall, so the service is, like, in and out. So, we can have another 3-4 hours with this show. I'm hurt. I'm really hurt by the chain of events that are happening and nobody's being held accountable. I'm sorry. Something needs to be done in ASAP. You know, and now what they're doing, now what's going to happen is they're going to cause bigger problems for they're going to start a civil war. Like I've always said, it's going to be a civil war brewing, and our country's not even built for that. Not even built for discussing. But somebody needs to pay more than just their jobs for just their jobs. I'm sorry. You know, they got to start making examples of people. Stop thinking that you can treat people of color any type of way because you're in a certain position. Enough is enough. Enough is enough. Man, and again, I apologize for my tardiness because I love being on our show. And it just gives so much insight to a lot of things. And, we hear a lot of good information. We try to put things forward for the people to speak and be heard. You know, so folks, we appreciate our callers and our listeners. I love my divas, and the Don
love
too, Rich Money and Storm and Ray Queen. I appreciate y'all. I do. Again, I appreciate the fans also. We love y'all over here, and y'all stay tuned with us.
So tonight's show, we definitely tried to cover as much as we can within the hour, which that we do have, talking about both the topics and making sure that we bring you straight facts of what we know and how we feel. You know, so with us doing so, with that, I definitely want to thank the callers and listeners for listening in. And thank you, Dave, for definitely chiming in and just giving us, you know, like I said, the street knowledge that you've always given us, not just today, but every time, you know. So it's just very disturbing, you know, and I worry about our children. You know, I do. I worry about our children. I worry about, you know, the presence, you know, that they're going to have if they're presented an opportunity to be in such a harmful situation where we try to make sure that we, you know, as from young until old, we try to explain to them, you know, that, you know, police officers are here to protect and serve, you know, and, you know, you do want to make sure you carry yourself a certain way, you know, if you're pulled over, you know, or if you're stopped from walk by walking, you know, we try to make sure that we enlighten our kids on how to react and what to do and to know their rights. And it's very important, you know, but when you have, excuse my language, you have cowards that hide behind badges and you have these people that abuse the power of which that they have, you know, that's what makes it so alarming because you don't know what's going to be next or who's going to be next, but guarantee, unfortunately, someone is going to be next. So I believe that at the end of the day, there should be some more training that's done for these people. There should be, you can't just pass a test and go through the police academy and then all of a sudden you're a police officer and you're put on the streets, you know, to abuse the power of which you have. I think that a lot more needs to be done and we keep seeing the cycle that keeps repeating itself over and over and over again. And it is the police brutality. And we need to make sure that we comfort and address our kids accordingly so they know how to act if they're put in a situation like that. You know, at least to guide them the right way because once they leave our house and they're out on the streets, now they're out in the community, you don't know if they're going to face someone who's racist or not or who's someone who's going to abuse their power or who feels that they have the right because you look a certain way or your car might smell a certain way that they can pull you out your car and physically abuse you because that's what it is. It's assault at that point. And I personally don't believe that in your handbook of what to do, that that's the correct thing to do. So I believe that we don't want it to get to the point where it's an eye for an eye, but that may be the wake-up call that these people need. And my thing is if you're going to go and you're going to protest and you're going to, if you're protesting for the right reasons, that's great. But don't just protest to be somebody standing out there that's not feeling the same way that we feel, you know, someone who doesn't feel that same pain that we feel because you see a lot of people out there. What's your reason for protesting? Because my ancestors have dealt with this for 400 years already. So I know why I'm there. But why are you there? What's the reason for you being there? Do you share the same views that I feel? Or are you just someone who's out there that has your videotape, you know, your camera on and you're videotaping what's going on because there's drama going on? So we have to make sure that the people who we're communicating with, they understand exactly what we're going through and people who are like minds can come together and try to protest and do the right thing. But if you're out there and you're causing a riot and you're doing all this extra stuff, my thing is you can easily be a solution to the problem, you know, or you can also be that person that's going to continuously bring more drama to it because people are bringing out cameras recording stuff all the time. And sometimes it's like when you look at it, it's like, listen, in this situation that we just saw and that we just dealt with, this was out of line completely. Someone lost their life and we need to pay attention to this. Pull your camera out for this. But it was okay in my eyes. Okay, while everyone's videotaping, no one tried to help, you know. There was a lady that was standing out there who worked, you know, who worked for a fire department or whatever, and he didn't tackle her down to the ground, and she had a camera and was trying to say, oh, he can't breathe, he can't breathe. Everybody is trying to stand up and say he can't breathe, but I don't see anyone putting their life on the line to save somebody else's. That's the moral of the story. Point where you're willing to go that eye for an eye or you want to continue to stand by and let it happen because that's what's happening. Yes, there's innocent bystanders that's standing there, but you have to know what's right and what's wrong. This is out of line completely. This is unacceptable. And for us to be in 2020, this is ridiculous. This is completely ridiculous. And I hope and pray that I'm praying for the family, you know, of the victim. Forgive me, of the victim. I'm praying for that family. Because ultimately, this police officer has done stuff like this before. He might not have taken a life, but he's been in the spotlight. Dave explained that he did get an award. Getting an award for what? For shooting someone? That's not a reason to get an award. And now guess what? Now you killed a black man for what you feel someone called you and said. A company that does illegal stuff that they're not supposed to be doing called the precinct and said, this person gave us a fake check. Okay, forged a check, whatever you want to say about it. Okay, so now I don't see anybody doing anything for that business. You know what I'm saying? Yes, the community knows them. Yes, you're in the community. But you took that step and you made that phone call when you know that your business is not doing right either. So, therefore, a lot of people should be held accountable in my eyes. But me personally, I want to start with the police. To me, they need to be held accountable first. And after you start there, then you continue on with the store, you know, whoever made that phone call, and then you take it further then to me. But meanwhile, I'm going to continue to pray for everyone's family and how they are involved and how it affects everybody as a whole. It only really affects some of us. Because as we know, the Karens and the Beckys in the park, they were more upset with the dog being choked than they were with the man that was standing there that could have lost his life because Karen decided that she wanted to call up and make an allegation. Okay, so how come you weren't arrested? I'm hearing you lost your job, but that's not good enough. Because that just means you could still go to another park and do the same thing all over again. Just tell, you are unemployment now. So therefore, what's going to happen now? You can still do it again. We have to lead by example, and we have to shut these people down from the beginning to the end. We have to shut them down as people. We have to come together and do what we have to do. And be careful who you sit at your table with and who you communicate with, thinking that they understand you, because they don't. 9 times out of 10, they don't. They're going to agree with you because they see that you're passionate about the situation. You're passionate with what you're saying. You're passionate with the story. But do they really understand our ancestors has dealt with for over 400 years? Probably not. So that's Storm signing out. This Friday there will be a repeat show on. We interview Cuban Link on our Friday show. So Cuban, we will be doing a repeat show with Cuban Link's interview Friday at 6 p.m. You could definitely check it out. The link will be posted just to give you a little bit of what GQ Palace does and who we've interviewed. That interview will be on. Press the link. And you could also, I believe you can call in, same number, 845-277-9098, and you'll be able to hear the show as well. It's always a pleasure and an honor being able to be on the air with you guys, and I'm just disturbed by this whole situation. And I feel better that I was able to speak to my brothers and sisters like mine who are able to enlighten me on stuff that I didn't know and that could share knowledge with me. So I'm thankful for you guys. Like I said, the calls and listeners, when you guys call in, you do have to press that one button. We're thankful for you. We're hoping that tonight you called in, you got knowledge that you didn't know before, enlightened you to stuff that maybe you never even heard. But we're thankful for the platform that we have. Have a blessed and safe week. Make sure you guys, even though New York, I don't know about everyone else, New York had their first phase of opening up today, and it was crazy. Traffic was crazy. People are crazy. They're walking around with no mask on. Parkways and highways are full as if it's summertime. So we need to make sure that we do practice our social distancing at the same time. Don't think that because it's phase one that means you don't have to wear your mask and your gloves. And you do have to change those dirty gloves. You cannot keep wearing those gloves all day and think that it's okay. You have to change your gloves. You have to practice that hygiene. And of course, with all of that being said, like I said, have a blessed and safe week. We look forward to talking to you guys next week, Wednesday, same time, same place, 8 p.m. God bless you.
You are now tuned in
to
GQ Palace
Radio.
Feels like I'm going down a one-way street. And every direction.